Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Draft Doctors. I'm your host Stevie Fizz. Another massive week of footy. Well, they always say that, but it's just another week, isn't it? I'm joined, of course, by the lovely Statesman.
G'day, mate. I'm here in Darwin in lockdown. So the messages come through the godforsaken, everyone wants to have a chat at a press conference, so you know that something's going on. So it all started on Saturday, and by Sunday we're in lockdown. So only for a short period, but of course monitoring everything that's going on. So feeling for everyone that's been doing this multiple times, especially those poor people in Victoria that have had to live through this multiple times. But yeah, it's not a great day, Mr. Fizz, but it is what it is. It's COVID.
You would have thought you were the safest person on earth up there.
I think most people that have lived here through that whole time would have thought very much it was the case, but you never know.
Yeah, and of course we've had to put Cam on the bench after his alleged pro-COVID.
He was shit house.
His pro-COVID comments that we'd never caught, but it was alleged.
And rather, what was that all about?
I have no idea.
I was going, what?
But rather than let him off the hook David McKay style, we've just benched him out of just... It's Cam. It's fine. We just benched him. It's fine. So
yeah,
we're all good.
We just said you're off the pod, finally.
strange stance. I can't remember him taking it, but I'm sure he did. And with our new format, Stato, the talking point of the week, what have you got for us?
Yeah, well, it's just a bit of a reflection, and I didn't really think about this until today. Watching through the teams play through the byes, and obviously our last group of teams have just rolled off the byes. And what I haven't seen this year, which has been the case for probably the past 4 or 5 years, teams seem to struggle when they come back after having that rest period. It seemed to work the other way, where teams are actually full of energy, up and about, and having a fair crack. And there's no better example than someone that had 2 weeks off. How good was Dane Zorko on Thursday night? He just tore up the Cats. 142. That was absolutely massive.
Yeah, no, he's an absolute star. And it's hard to put a finger on how things are working. Just some teams are taking long breaks. They're playing in weird states. They're not playing where they're supposed to play. There's so much flux in the season. It's going to be interesting who can adapt better. Yep. I guess my talking point was I wanted to talk about defenders, and again a reflection. In the preseason we were sort of thinking the new rules were going to benefit defenders. There was a lot of talk about running defenders in yep. particular. And people were sort of taking them hard and fast in the draft, starting them in the classic formats. What's actually happened is there's actually more defenders who are averaging 80 in your AFL fantasy format than ever before. So usually you're seeing around the 30-ish, and that includes sort of a couple two-game or one-gamers who bob up with a decent score and are never heard from again. We've got 36 heading into round 15. So that's a 20% increase. And the top of the table, so your Jake Lloyds from years past, that's actually condensed as well. So you've got more defenders in a narrower range. So it's probably been, you know, the teams who went hard on the defenders, I'm not sure they're losing, but they're certainly not getting that advantage that they would have in years past. Like Lloyds, your D10, guys like Chris Mayne, the Cum Dog, Isaac Cumming, Lockie Ash, Nick Hine, Impey Hardwick. They've all sort of just come out of nowhere. And I think teams are looking to have those multiple options out of defence. It just seems to be a theme across the league that there's just more usable players for fantasy. And the more there are, the weaker it is in a sense, because everyone's got them.
Yeah, I remember we did the mock draft and we brought in some celebs, and Selby actually went. His first four picks were defenders.
Yeah, and it was it's a mock draft, and you can try things out. And
of
all
course,
that sort of stuff. So
with just different strategies, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and if you'd employed that strategy, you really would have had to have made it up elsewhere. I think it's But anyway, that was one thing that, you know, the preseason to now when we've got some runs on the board. Let's move along, Stato, to the part of the show everyone wants to hear: the waivers. What do you got for us?
Well, I want to start with Brett Bewley, who actually I think wasn't actually going to be in the team this week, but he's come in and given us another decent score and actually was pivotal to their win. So he's played two games this season so far. He's only 33% owned. He's averaging 70, which is, with our very thin forward lines, is a great F4, F5. And he's getting a fair bit of that wing time as well. So he's got good run, good carry, good pace. So he actually finds a fair bit of space. So I reckon he's an absolute little ripper for a stream, especially if you've got a really good matchup. I think that is quite a good one. Also got Tom Barras. Now, he's part of the Marking Twins. And always find he plays much better when he's got his big brother around him, being Jerry McGovern. This week he's pumped out an 87. He was a bit sore at the end of the game, so just monitor that. But 45% owned. He's averaging about the mid-60s. I dare say it'll be a lot higher in Supercoach because of his intercept marking, Steve. But certainly a good one in AFL fantasy formats for a stream or a really good matchup. So when he's playing teams like Collingwood, Richmond, etc., it'd be worthwhile to hop on. One that I reckon is a player that you like is Cameron Zerha. just a meat axe. Just looks like he's running through Portland main drag every time he's going on a lead. 29% owned. He tonned up this week. Look, to be fair, his average is a little bit low, but his last five games, he's averaging 71, so he's tracking okay, but he is a bit of a up-and-down player. So last three games are 88, 52, and 101. So it's probably more a bit of a stream than it is someone that you want to actually have on your ground each and every week. Now, a player I've been hot on for a long time, he's 27 and he's just hasn't put it together, but Jimmy Webster is only 17% owned and played a pretty good game for St Kilda on the weekend. Gave us a nice little 80. He's probably been more of a classic name bantied around because of his low prices over a few seasons because of his injuries. But he's given a 65, 65, 85 for his last three. He's averaging around the 60 mark. It's not sensational, but at the end of the day, it's a nice little stream and he can put a good game together. And I think last but not least, and this guy can absolutely kill you, but he can really score well sometimes. And that is Jake Kelly, defender for Adelaide Crows, 26 years of age, only 18% owned. So he's definitely in the best 22, but he is really good for the right matchup to give you a really good score. 79 this week, but I will say it was backed on a 30 and a 40 the previous two. So that's my waiver wise. I was going to mention Tim O'Brien because of that spectacular mark, but looked like he was killing it. Still only gave us a 73. So stay away from Tim O'Brien. But what a mark that was. Did you see the mark?
I saw the mark. Pretty amazing mark.
Yeah, it was incredible. Was incredible.
What's more incredible is we got completely different waivers this week. I got five completely different.
That's good.
So Always hard to pick up midfielders at this time of year. Shane Edwards is only 67% owned. Coming up against Gold Coast and Collingwood in his next two games, it looks to be pretty healthy matchups, especially Richmond playing Gold Coast off a five-day break. Richmond have got the six-day break. Maybe it doesn't mean much, but certainly a more mature team should be good. And for that very reason, my next pickup is any Tiger forward. J-Roo, my boy Castagna, we've always liked him in the past. But maybe even check out Handsome Tom. Again, the five-day break, I think it's significant. Gold Coast tall defenders probably aren't the cream of the crop, although Sam Collins may be back. So we'll see. Also looking at the St Kilda defence, Stato, I've got Dougal Howard, though, 42% owned.
Oh, wow.
I just picked him up in the keeper league, so I couldn't believe he was floating around. 93 and 94 Dream Team in his last two. Has shown a good ceiling, takes the kick-ins from time to time. Hunter Clark out. Again, he's up and down, but maybe a bit more stable with Hunter Clark out of that defence. Jordan Roughead took 13 marks, and there is a lot of opportunity in that Collingwood defence for a tall defender with Darcy Moore out. No Jeremy Howe, we know that. Not sure I'd have the stones to pick him up and play him, but I'd certainly monitor the situation. Like, he scored 90. He's only 19% owned. You could certainly do worse than that. Like we were talking about before, the defenders are very condensed this year, so maybe his value isn't as great as it might be in other years. And lastly, but not least, no, he is the least. It's Paddy Dow. 22% ownership.
Oh, wow.
22%. He's got the role. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Oh, wow.
It's disgusting. Oh, wow. Forwards this year, Stato.
Yeah. Well, they are disgusting. There is no doubt about that. And I've been searching for a decent one in the keeper league. Thank Christ I've got a strong midfield. Yeah, he's certainly... Paddy Dow, I can't believe it. He played a good game. I'm just waiting for all the messages to come through. We've got to be thankful Doss isn't on, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll be saying, play the song, play the song.
What's I actually have? Don't you have to pay like $1.49 on iTunes to hear the song? Isn't that no? That's
very funny, yeah. Steve.
Oh no, you're getting that money. You got that tissue money. Oh. That's all right. It's all good. So we're moving on to our other section. This is just new segments all over the shop. We're very inventive these days. The stonk up and the stonk down. Now, these aren't necessarily buyers and sells, but these are players who we think their stock is going a little bit up, a little bit down. Maybe you want to sell them, maybe you don't, but certainly adjust your expectations around these players. Who you got?
I tried to sell him today. Because Dom Sheed is my stock down.
Mm.
And the reason why I say that, he's been averaging very well. So we're talking 96.7. Has scored 102 in his last four games. But I will say with Dom Sheed, the difference is Luke Shuey is back. Tim Kelly is back. So all of a sudden, what happens with Dom? He loses that inside mid rotation, which is where he gets all his points. Now, in any other club, he is probably getting a good amount of rotations, but when West Coast's best group are together, it's just really hard to get in. Well, he wouldn't get in Western Bulldogs. He'd probably be playing centre-half back like Caleb Daniel did today. Did you see that? Caleb Daniel was playing centre-half back. On Waterman.
I'm not shocked. I didn't see it, but I'm not shocked.
He'd been an inside midfielder for the last 3 weeks. There's this new bloke that's coming in the midfield this week. Bailey who? Smith.
Yeah, what's his name?
Bailey Smith. Yeah, never heard of him before. But, Dom Sheed, my stocks are going down a little bit. Look, he'd still be serviceable, but I thought while he's averaging just under the ton and is pumped out 135 and a 123 in his last three, four games. I thought might be able to move him on, but people switched on like probably I was.
He's so much better in Dream Team than Supercoach. I got him in Supercoach and like 110 in Dream Team is like 85.
Oh, wow.
He's just horrendous. One of those guys.
Is that... What is that? Is it just...
I don't know.
Lack of contested footy? No,
well, that's the thing.
Because he's more of a link player.
Yeah, he is more of a link player. But I think a lot of it... Like, a lot of this year, he has been getting contested ball. Like, heaps of it. So, whether it's... Like, the disposals are short and inefficient and however they make it up. My stock up is Mabby or Chole. Get around it.
Ooh.
Again, playing Gold Coast this week. Don't want to harp on that too much. But... I'd expect Tom Lynch to be back this week, the handsome one. So maybe they don't have a need for CCJ as much. I'd expect him to stay in the team. But I think with their tall stocks a little bit hammered in defense, Vlosten looks like missing. Bolter's obviously injured. Expect Asprey probably back. But maybe Chole gets a little bit more TOG. And again, Gold Coast, who have no ruck. So,
yeah,
that's. I think it's an interesting... see what happens, because he has got the forward status.
What do you think of CCJ?
Well, what I think is they should play Tom Lynch in the twos and play CCJ in the ones and go Moneyball. Is that Moneyball? Is Moneyball playing the high price pay in the twos? Is that...
Twos, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's Moneyballing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the one. I think he's very talented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's good. I don't know. I think they should play him. What wouldn't they?
Yeah, what's his Supercoach scoring like?
Thereabouts. It's not rosterable.
Okay.
But
Yep.
Fair. Yeah, and who's stocks up?
I'm going Sam Flanders.
Because you own him in the keepers.
No, it's not because I own him in the keepers, but I do. But Sam Flanders is one I've had my eye on a little while. So highly touted when he got drafted. But Gold Coast have got, let's say, a decent amount of midfielders. They've been recruiting him for the last two or three years. So he's an inside midfielder. He's been pushed to play forward, but they're actually starting to rotate him through the midfield, and he looks classy. So not only can he get the football, he can use it. He's just one of those smart players. He is like Zach Butters, but with just a degree less exuberance and pace. So I rate him almost as highly as I rate Zach Butters, and you know how much I love the Butters boy.
Yeah, no, Butters coaches are super happy with him this year. Yeah. We got one in the group chat, and we've renamed the group chat TBC. My stock down, scorching hot, because we all love him.
Oh, no.
TFG.
Ooh.
Yeah, and... I think I'm pretty confident in this take. We've got Cogs coming back. Jesse Hogan may or may not, the ghost of Jesse Hogan may or may not come back soon. But why I'm cagey about Green is that, so their team's basically fit. You're about to add another guy who will play forward for stints into that team. And when he was scoring well earlier in the year, he was kicking a stack of goals, like four goals, five goals. And it was the same thing with Tex Walker. If he wasn't getting those goals, he was almost unrosterable. Now, I'm not saying Toby Green's going to be unrosterable. I think he'll be okay, but he won't be top 10 forward okay. He'll be like your fringe F2, F3 okay. And that's why I'm a bit worried. I don't say you have to sell him, but I'd adjust my expectations accordingly, because you're going to have other guys who can win the football, kick goals, lay tackles, etc.
Yeah. Wow. You just did that to Toby.
Oh, well, you know. Or did
he's a fucking gun.
He is a fucking gun. And I need him to be good. That's the problem.
Right.
Do you know, do you ever look at like your team and you're like, you're so much more self-aware about your own players and what's about to happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, oh, God.
So when I go stonks up and the stonk down, the first thing I do is actually look at my team and go, ooh, who am I getting shady with? There's a few.
Well, that's why I was so shattered about doing...
flying on top of the table at the moment. But
yeah. In my home league, I'm on top of the table easy, but it's like I had to do Selwood dirty last week. I'm like, oh, it's all over, man. It is just all over. and on cue, right? So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
Moving on from things falling in a hole to the listener questions. What do we got? Greg, didn't Greg ask like 69 questions last week? Do we really?
He did. How many has he got?
Just one, I think. Greg asked, some thoughts on each game, like the old round reviews would be great.
Yeah, so I'll quickly give my thoughts on the round. Yeah, it was great Geelong got beaten. Great that Richmond got beaten. It was sad that Gold Coast got beaten.
It was.
Ooh, that was a good... Collingwood and Frio was a bloody great game. And the boy Maynard can get a kick now. His second half of the season is going to be red hot. He's a stonks up guy.
Yeah. Did you see that free? The 50?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor bloke.
That's pretty ordinary.
Poor bloke. How good was Boak tagged and got 119? So yeah. He's a ripper.
Yeah.
Zeret was bloody amazing. Mitchell and Whitfield were amazing. Bont was... Oh, God, I hate it. Doss owns Bont. There's nothing worse because he owns all the poor players in the league.
Oh, I've got
and then
Bont.
Gets upset with the coaches when they don't give him time on ground. So when he gets a good one, you just never hear the end of it.
I got Bont.
And the last game... Oh, no, he's got him in Classic.
Oh, he gives a shit about Classic. Jesus Christ. And the last game?
Was tight. Good that the Blues won, to be fair.
I thought the Melbourne and Essendon game was pretty good. Didn't mind that.
Yeah, it was.
It's
a ripper.
The Hansard asks, I think Cameron out or Dew out are more likely. What did I... To what? More likely than what? Halves out. Yeah, halves out. Lost that game. He has the new coach. Oh, he has new coach swag and he just pissed it away.
He has not won a game.
No percentage. No winning percentage.
We're after the buys.
100% loss percentage. What is going on? Halves out.
There's only a third of the season left. No wins.
Can't be good. You hate to say it to a great Peninsula man like the halves. But anyway, he's out. James Alexander asks, top three buy low targets.
Ooh, buy low.
I still believe in Zach Bailey. Zach Bailey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Zach Bailey. Buy low targets.
Good buy low. Tim Kelly after today.
Who's tracking poorly that should... Oh, Patrick Cripps?
Yeah. Yeah, but...
People want to get that stank off their hands.
Well, you know my feeling on Cripps. I don't think he's... I think he's a gun player, but he's a better player than he is a fantasy player.
Yeah.
Probably the same as Kelly in a lot of ways. Danger? Danger's been poor. He was better this week, but...
Yeah, but he doesn't ever lose his hype.
It's true. Zach Bailey. Oh, Tommy Stewart. Just throwing a
Tommy, what?
He's throwing an absolute shit pie.
Yeah, but he had 120 the week before. He'd given you two shit pies on the trot, then you might be able to get hold of him.
It's a good question, James. Good question.
Luke Dunstan.
Nah.
Because people think he would just be out next week.
Yeah, maybe. The Jags always Jags are always easy. I just dropped him over the buys. Just cold dropped him.
Oh.
Alex asks, what the fuck happened to Warple?
I did see his final score. He looked very good. There was elements of his game that were just sensational. Sorry, that's my siren going because I just went in to have a look at the stats. 76. Is he asking whether he got injured or he just dropped away only 9 points in the last quarter? So maybe that's what he was talking about.
Warple's Warple. He's just... He's not Tom Mitchell. What is this, the Traders?
No.
That reminds me of the Traders, that siren.
Sorry, what's my apologies.
On? You know what was weird? Like, so did you, because you've done their show, I did their show this year, and did you find how upbeat they are kind of disturbing? And they're just so, there's so much energy, you know, in this show is like,
yeah, but you know, we wait till we're a cask and a half in, and it's just mellowing down. So, it's all right,
there's
man.
There's so much energy. I was like, God damn it, calm down. It's like Zoe when she's just watched Bluey or something. I'm just, oh my God.
That's why they've got 25,000 times the amount of listeners that we have.
Do people want energy? We can't.
Yeah, they want to be lifted. It's like, this is why breakfast radio still works. Oh,
it's so bad, though. And no, I mean, the breakfast radio, not the Traders. They're obviously the goats, but...
Yeah. They're guns. But yeah, that's... And all that is hi, how you going? How's your day? Give us a call.
Maybe we'll try that.
Come and get some free stuff.
Maybe we'll try that next week. We'll try to have some energy next week. Just scare the piss out of everyone. Oh, where was I? Oh, shit, I've lost the questions.
Oh, no. Come
on, ISO mate. Draft question from Ninja Spoon. Ninja Spoon, what would be your end-of-season draft party food lineup look like, ranked? Pizza, chips, done.
Ooh. Peppered steak. Got to have a bit of steak, mate.
Really?
End of season trip.
No one wants no one wants cutlery food. Oh, I don't.
That's... I also want a curry.
Where different state, though.
A stinking hot... You can eat a curry with your hands. Look good.
Oh, my God. This is where we're different. Chris,
what do you
asks...
mean, this is where we're different?
Where's your salad?
Well, we're the same everywhere else.
You've gone off brand. It's... Where's your salad? Well, you like the chili chips.
Of course. Yeah, I love the chili chips. Of course, my salad, my Nutribullet.
Yeah, you'll bring that out at the end of season draft party, the Nutribullet.
Yeah, that's the one.
Chris has a couple. Is Haynes a sell high?
Well, I just purchased him, so I hope not.
He also asks, it seems like they're settling down, GWS.
Yeah.
Also, anything noticeable out of the Pies game, RE role changes?
Yeah, it seemed to be the senior lads getting the run, which was a little bit surprising. And I did notice, so everyone was hot on Pendlebury this week, but he only got a 85, and I'll need to check his time on ground, but it seemed like to be having a lot more rotations than he normally would. So I don't know if that's just the way they're managing the players, or that's just individually managing him.
Yeah, I saw that, and I can only assume it's because he was dirt cheap in Classic, because I'd be concerned if I was a Pendlebury owner. With Adams coming back, Degoe will be off suspension next week. He's been getting some mid time. Crisp's been playing pure mid for the last, 3 months? I don't know. I'd be worried. Been knocked around a little bit. 700 years old.
Yeah. 700. Slightly. old.
C-Ride asks, can we have a return of players playing before Fiorini?
Jeremy Sharp. Come on down. He was actually quite good. 79 on debut.
He scored well.
Highly rated youngster. So let's see how he tracks.
Two, when does Bucks out get replaced by Halves out? Immediately. Actually, we've gone to Bucks in. We've got Bucks in.
Shirts are getting made as
absolutely. and three, why did I listen? Oh, no. Why did I listen to Stato's hype and draft Butters? Him and M. Crouch are clogging up my bench big time.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Butters is tough.
He's just a hold in a keeper. He's just a hold.
Well, what about in a redraft?
Oh.
You got a hold, don't you? Because you don't know.
Yeah, I don't think either of them are likely to come back in good form during the home and away.
Mm.
I think they'll try and get Butters right and primed for finals.
Mm. That's all we got. That's all we have.
Cool. Short and sharp.
Yeah. Any final thoughts?
Oh, well, it's getting prepped to make sure you got your squad right for your run into finals. And our trades close off over the next 2 or 3 weeks. I think those on Ultimate Footy, I think the cutoffs are the 11th and the 18th of July. I think they're the two main options. So make sure you review. If you're in a keeper, this is when you strategize. You're in or you're out. So you top up if you're in, and you hoard if you are out. So you maybe hit up a Butters type or a Matt Crouch, if someone that is going for finals that can't use them, you might be able to get yourself a bargain and help them have a bit of success.
Hmm. Yeah. I like it. And look at the matchups. Like
you're
when
a
you trade play
man?
I'm looking at when we play our home league, our finals are over rounds 19, 20, and 21. I've locked in top two, so I get the bye in the first round. So I've got rounds 20 and 21 to play. I've got Aaron Norton sitting there, who's been really good in Supercoach. Got Melbourne and Essendon those weeks.
Ooh.
So those are the sort of little things you want to look at. That's why I sort of love Zach Bailey, because I think Brisbane have a pretty sweet run home.
Yeah.
I think it's been mentioned.
Starts this week.
Yeah, I think it's been mentioned pretty heavily in the classic podcasts. Yeah. So anyway, certainly look at that. And Cal's scale of hardness is always a very handy reference for those sort of things.
It's a good tool, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. And DT Live as well.
Yeah.
It's a nice little tool as well.
Yep. And that was the siren that was going on before was DT Live.
Ah, there you go. Well, thanks for checking us out, listeners. Be sure to check out, what's his chops? What was that guy's name? Matt, who wrote that article for us last week. That was really good. Hey, he had
thanks, Matt.
He had Nathan Wilson, who had baby swag, and he had a nice little score for you if you picked him up. But it was a good article, well written, and he damn well better keep writing that for free for us. So I'll see you next week, listeners.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.